General Manager of WHCR 90.3 FM, the voice of Harlem.
If you are not listening to the School of Soul at 90.3 FM, you are missing this.
Girl, I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. Yeah.
And this.
Let the feeling flow.
This.
Can you remember when we were children?
And this.
Let's go
So tune in to the School of Soul at 90.3 FM WHCR. For further information, call 212-650-8860.
And oh, you're gonna love me, you're gonna wanna hug me and squeeze me
for the
hug me, baby, baby, and squeeze me. you in my arms.
For the love that I give to you. For the love
Ladies and gentlemen, this next record is called the Turn Out the Stars Remix. It's featuring the Turn Out the Stars All Stars. Going out for my main man, Evan, who's in the love zone.
Say that we're through. It's over between me and you. The fire's gone out, and it's time we both found someone new. Oh, oh, how it hurts to hear you say those words. Now there'll never be another someone for me on this earth. So pull the moon down from the sky. I won't need no moonlight. Oh no, if you're through with these arms, close the door to my heart and walk away with the key. And turn out the stars when you.
For sure, I'll just love your memory. So pull the moon down from the sky. I won't need no moonlight. Girl, if you're through with these arms, lock the door to my heart and walk away with the key. And turn out the stars when you leave. I'll never love anyone else. So if you say goodbye, you just might as well. Away with the key, babe.
The Turn Out the Stars remix for sure, y'all. What y'all think about that remix there, y'all?
That was beautiful, I man. You hooked it up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Victor said you're a genius. That was a remix, man. I'm just sorry I wasn't on my computer.
Oh, my God. Oh, mighty. You know, somebody just gave me a call, and I think it's the birthday girl, 90.3 FM. Hello.
Hey, guys.
All right, Nat.
Hey, Natalie.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, that's baby. Right.
I had to call in and celebrate my birthday with y'all.
Thank you very much. Hey.
Anytime, all the time.
So what you doing for your birthday, girl?
Tired.
Tired?
I just came from Clemington Park.
Okay.
And I'm too old to be doing all this?
No, you ain't. Is she too old, fellas?
No way.
Pure energy.
She the baby of the bunch.
The baby of the bunch.
Yeah,
huh?
I am the baby of the bunch.
All right, well, come on. Tell me and tell the world, because you're on 90.3 FM Live. Tell them what you got in store for the birthday. Anything special?
No, nothing special. I went to Clemington Park. Tomorrow I'm going to eat some crabs. I'm going to chill out, and Monday back to work.
Back to work, huh?
Ain't that a life? Ain't that just a life?
You got it, baby. Well, I tell you what, it's your birthday. What you want to hear tonight?
Thin Line Between Love and Hate already?
Yeah, we did Thin Line already.
I was in Clemington Park.
Yeah? Well, what about when
you... Do me some fairy tales.
You want some fairy tales. Oh, that's her nickname. Y'all know that, guys? That's her chat room name. That's what she hides it up under fairy tales, huh?
Oh, that's who fairy tales is.
She's fairy tales. Well, hey, baby, thanks for giving us a call. And since it's your birthday, this one here is going out for you from your boys, the Ultimate Persuaders, and yours truly, The Voice, baby.
Love y'all.
Love you too, baby.
Love you too, baby.
Love you.
Okay. Happy birthday,
Happy
again,
birthday.
I was like a guy who slept 100 years, waiting for his dream to come. Then your kiss made me a new man, and my life began when you took my hand. Since I met you, I've been walking on air, living in a different world. Like a child without a care, I'm feeling so rare. Only found I'm aware in fairy tales. Our love is like fairy tales. Yes, I'm living in fairy tales. Fairy tales, fairy tales. You sang a song I've listened to only in my fantasy. You are all my dreams come true. What makes the sky blue? The song is you. Let others search for what we have found in our land of make-believe. If they learn what they knew before, that unlocks the door to all that's in store in fairy tales. Our love is like fairy tales. Yes, I'm living in fairy tales. Fairy tales, fairy tales. Ooh, fairy tales. We're living in fairy tales. Fairy tales, it's a fairy tale. Fairy tales, fairy tales, fairy tales. It's a fairy tale.
Fairy tale. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been hearing us talk about this WHCR 90.3 FM fundraiser bus excursion to the Poconos, for sure. Starring none other than Russell Tompkins Jr. and the New Stylistics, the Delphonics, Eddie Holman, Evelyn Champagne King, GQ, Curtis Blowing the Force MDs, and of course, Blue Magic. Now I got the world's greatest co-host here, and I got the world's greatest hospitality lady up in the house from the Sessoms Group, the lovely, the beautiful Robin. What's going on, baby?
Hey, how you all doing out there?
Welcome to 90.3 FM for the first time.
Yeah, first time.
Yeah, no.
On this side of the mic.
On this side of the mic, y'all. Now, we know you love some Blue Magic, so I know you're going to be right up front there when them boys hit stage now.
Oh, yeah, my favorite all-time group.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, a lot of people who haven't been to one of the classic weekends or to one of the anniversaries, you was there, and remember we was on stage and we looked out there and saw the people's face and happy everybody were.
Yes,
let's reminisce back there.
Reminisce.
Tell them all what they missed last year.
Standing room only.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people were just screaming. I mean, we were in the Poconos looking at each other going, are we in the Poconos? are you sure we're in the Poconos? I mean, we're just having just too much fun. I mean, looking around and everyone was excited and, I mean, giving a high five. The women were absolutely just going crazy.
Let's take them back to when Curtis Blow hit the stage.
Oh, God.
Wow.
She said, don't do it to me.
you know what? I thought we were back in, like, what year was that?
Like 169 Park or something, right? Like
back in
19...
No. We had a ball. When Curtis came on, I mean, you thought we were just, like, teenagers again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he put it down. You know? I mean, song after song, he did all his hits, and then he went into, like, the Run DMCs and the Dougie Fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, as the beat dropped,
over.
They stood up. I had to sit down because I said, I can't do it. If I stand up, I'm gonna be a fan. I'm already a fan. You know,
it surely took me back to my time.
Yes, he did, man. He went down memory lane with even Grandmaster Flash stuff. He did Sugar Hill. I mean, everybody. I mean, he took them back and he turned that place into, like I said, like 169 Park. Took us back to T Connection days.
No, I'm thinking about rap as I knew rap.
Okay, like when you knew rap, huh?
I mean, I never saw anybody like his show was so good. The security had to like get him off the stage. I never saw anybody who, and I was surprised that people didn't say, "Yo, put him back on, put him back on," because he was doing his thing. I mean, wow.
Well, we got so many emails about Curtis's show, and that's why we had to bring him back again this year.
Yeah,
you know, we had to. Not only is he a good friend of ours and everything, and Lincoln and I, we love him. The Sesame Group's Voice Distribution Organization, both just love him. He's like family. But I mean, and then once he dropped on "Clap Your Hands, Everybody," and then the lookout, you know, I'm emceeing the show and I'm looking out from side stage there and I'm watching everybody in the audience from the youngest to the oldest standing up. And then you know what got me? My former personal assistant was there and she's cool. And she never loses her cool. Mm-hmm. But man, Curtis hurt her that night. Curtis hurt her, had a sweat and everything, you know. And I mean, he just took us back. My god sister was there and she just could not. I mean, that's all they was talking about was this anniversary. Mm-hmm. And then Colonel Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please. Oh, yeah.
Colonel Abrams hit the stage.
Wow.
Please.
And then he got everybody to get up there and dance on the stage while he was.
No, tell the truth, Howie. He turned that stage into a club.
A club,
yes,
yeah.
Into a club.
He
brought so many people out the audience up there after he took off his shoes and his shirt and the jacket and stuff and just turned that place into a sweat box club.
Not just the girls, the guys.
The guys
too.
Up there.
Yeah.
The guys were up there doing their thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you know what got me, though? Is when this man came out and said, oh, Liddy Williams.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you a little story. I had to leave. I was mad because I had to leave to do the, you know, get ready to do
the party. Right.
And I waited for the, I said, I got to go. I got to get in the other room.
Well, this year, Howard, we got it set up where you're not going to miss none of the acts.
Well, talking about.
What about Howard Hewitt last year?
Stop it, Mark.
Howard Hewitt.
Stop
just,
it.
I mean.
Class act.
I think they still cleaning up personal items up there.
All right.
But a class act.
He was.
Yes,
know.
He was.
And we had security there. You know, sometimes some artists don't want to
get touched or mingle with the crowd. Howard said no. Leave the security alone. He was out there in the audience with the ladies and high-fiving the guys. I mean, Candy Girl, she was just in awe. She was on the floor. She was out.
But wait a minute. We got to talk about that Friday night, too, because they had a little show.
The showcase.
And Howard, you know, it's like...
He was one of us.
Yeah, one of us. He was like beautiful people. He just came in there and he, you know, just started singing with everybody. And I thought that was so cool to just get up there and just sing while everybody else is doing their thing and sing along with them. And everybody, you know, like their spirits just lifted.
If we had a good time last year, which I know we did, this year is just going to be off the hook. I mean, I just can't even imagine. I mean, Force MD's kicking it off Friday night at the Midnight Concert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, we're going to have the showcase there. Silver Stars, the legendary Silver Stars, going to be there performing that night. The Tough Act Band, Rod Shepherd. Kamina Day. I mean, oh my God, comedian Ventriloquist Wayne and Charlie's going to be there. You know, that's the first time in my life I saw Wayne and Charlie, as legendary as he is.
Right.
And I mean, he's just an awesome Ventriloquist. And I mean, and then not only that, you going to, of course, have GQ. I do love. Oh my God. When that come, look at Robin Faye saying, oh my God. She got that look like, oh my God.
Wow.
You know, we got a call yesterday. A young man called and said, listen, I just heard this commercial on WHCR, and it's got about 8 acts on there. Is this true? Is it all included in the bus ride? Yes, it is. The concert ticket, the after party, the banquet, the forums. I mean, you name it. It's like 50 items of things to do this weekend. Line dance classes. I like that.
Yes,
because they showed me how to do that. What was it? The Mississippi Shuffle thing? The Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle. Yeah.
Yeah. The one. I forgot how to do it though, but I'll be back in there again doing it because I think I ended up doing the spank.
Well, listen. If you don't remember, you know, there are going to be classes.
That's right.
You know, on Saturday in the afternoon, we're going to get some line dance classes going on. Mm-hmm. We have our own people in the Poconos that do that. I'm one of those people who.
Hello.
We'll teach you how to do step for step.
Step for step, huh? Yeah. Now, you know what? There's a lot of health issues going on. Yeah. And the good thing about this weekend that we have coming up, the WHR Fundraiser Second Annual Classic R&B Weekend, is we're going to have a health forum. And there's going to be people taking time out, speaking, informing you, because there's a lot of things that our people need to know how to handle our body a certain way.
Right.
You know, and we're going to have specialists there speaking on health issues. We're going to have people there about finances, because guess what, people? We're in trouble financially.
That's right.
You know,
that's
we got people that owns these brownstones here in Harlem that are getting cornered into selling before they really have to sell. You know, we got people getting ready to want to buy their homes, and they thinking that you can't buy it. You know, so we're going to have financial seminars there, a men's forum, a women's forum there. Oh, my God, the Bidwist and Domino's Terminant, the comedy show. I mean, it's just going to be off the hook.
And Maurice, let me just say, go back up in terms of the forums. The people are professional.
Amen.
You know, the people who are going to do these forums, they know exactly what they're talking about. The person who's doing the health forum, she's a professional healthcare, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite important to know that who you're sitting there listening to can really give you the information
to
back
it
up.
Well, we want to give them out the website. For those of you interested in attending this, WHCR's fundraiser bus will be leaving from 125th Street and 7th Avenue, right there at the Harlem State Building. You can go to the station's website, whcr.org, and make your deposit. Tell them how we... That's the most important thing, right?
That's the most important thing.
Because, believe it or not, already the hotel rooms, the standard rooms, that is, they sold out in 21 days this time.
That's right.
Record history.
That's right.
Happened before. 21 days, they're standard rooms. Now, what we're doing as a benefit and a special, because you're a listener of WHCR, we're upgrading you. For the same price as the standard room, you now can be placed in a luxury two-bedroom villa with a fireplace, jacuzzi. I mean, it's going to be... She said, ah! You all right over there, sister? Sound like we know where she's going to be at.
Oh, yeah.
So much for the hospitality, right?
So much.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to upgrade you because you're a faithful listener. So we want you to right now call 212-650-7481. You can find out more information there or go to the website, whcr.org. Make your deposit to hold your reservation if you're coming on the bus. If you want to drive up, you can go to mauricewatts.com and make your deposits there. Attend the same event, all right? Or you can call 917-545-2000. 2169. But support the bus. We want you to fill up the bus. We will try to take two bus loads up.
That's right. Yeah.
Two bus loads up. So, hey, those of you that are sitting in the park, let's get on the bus. Let's get back into the love zone. This is Billy Stewart, 90.3 FM. Ooh, baby. Leon just called me. He said, hey, voice, let him know I'm on my way.
If you ever gonna show, I don't know if you're gonna show, my darling, I got to go, but nevertheless I said, you gotta be waiting, sitting. Against the fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool to let you treat me so cruel. But nevertheless, I say again, you gotta be waiting, sitting in the bar. Against the fence, wondering if I have any sense. Something tells me I'm a fool that you treat me so cruel. Nevertheless, I say you gotta be waiting, sitting in the park.
I'm Walter Clyde Orange.
I'm William King.
And I'm J.D. Nicholas. And we'd like to wish The Voice, Maurice Watts,
a happy anniversary.
It's brand spanking new. It's Blue Magic. From their new CD, going out to Lady J, Joanne.
All by myself, I wouldn't trust my heart to anyone. Somebody let me down. The pain of losing love had my eyes close to my heart. Afraid of forgiving, but for everyone there's someone who cares. For the time has proved your love will still be there, still be there. Oh, love never has to say. Paradise where we first made our plans. Oh.
inside my heart. I wouldn't feel right if you should ever change your street address. How it would leave a scar.
Brand spanking new, Blue Magic. That's right, Keith and Wendell. Oh my God, and the guys, they still doing it. This next one is going out for the lovely Robin, who's hanging out with me in the Love Zone tonight. Want to say hello to Maxine Jackson. That's my fan club president, the world's greatest fan club president, that is. And the world's greatest internet chat room assistant, the lovely Carol. I heard that Maverick is in the chat room. Hey, Maverick, baby. This is Walter and Scotty, the Whispers, my brother's keeper.
Friends are really in love being together, never knowing we would find our love to last forever. For after all, we were just kids experiencing the joy of puppy love. Yet ever since the day that we first touched, there was a feeling. And when I think of you right now, I still get a chill up and down my spine. I can't believe the way I feel after all this time.
I love you.
I still love you.
With all my heart and soul. God keeps blessing me with you. But no one ever dreamed that such a love could get much better. deep in our hearts that destiny would keep us together. We will never part. We can't deny what we feel inside. We'll last through our time. Celebrate the millions of love we share together.
body and soul. Soul Generation. Don't you move that dial. Leon is in the house, y'all. We'll be right back with more right after these words. I'm going to tell you about his movie cover and his New York City appearance at the Canal Room. This is Maurice Watts, better known as The Voice, reminding you about WHCR's trip to the second annual Classic R&B Weekend and my 26th radio anniversary. It's all taking place Friday, November the 14th through the 16th in the Poconos at the Fernwood Hotel and Resort Center in Bushkill, PA. Join us for a weekend of fun, parties, great foods, comedy, celebrity meet and greets, and much, much more. And don't forget the Classic R&B concert starring Russell Tompkins Jr. in the New Stylistics, the original Delphonics, Blue Magic, the legendary vocals of Mr. Eddie Holman, the disco diva Evelyn Champagne King, and get your groove on with GQ. And don't miss the performance by Curtis Blow and a special midnight concert by the Four Simds. To make your reservations, visit whcr.org or call 212-650-7481. That's 212-650-7481. The bus will be leaving from the Harlem State Building on 7th Avenue and 125th Street at 4 p.m. Proceeds from this bus ride will benefit WHCR's R&B fundraiser. Individuals providing their own transportation may call 917-545-2169. That's 917-545-2169.
Official. The Gospel Legends program hosted by Virginia Cotton is moving to Sundays. That's right. The same great gospel music you come to love on Wednesday mornings can now be heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. That's Gospel Legends with Virginia Cotton, Sundays, 8 a.m. until 12 noon. This is Angela Harden, General Manager of WHCR 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem.
City and everyone under the sound of The Voice. You're listening to the sounds of Leon and the Peoples. A track that you hear is on closing credits of his new DVD, his new movie cover. I'm gonna welcome him. He's back home, y'all. I got a lot of people that call WACR home, but he know the door's always open to him. What's going on, Leon?
Yes, I'm here in New York City, uptown with you. I feel very at home.
At home, man. Welcome back, man. You know, I was just telling the guys, I said, that's one thing about Leon. He always come through. He visit WHCR as a station that has given so much to him, and he always give back. He always like to let his fans and the public know where he's going to be at. And even today, he was coming uptown and stopped off somewhere with children doing something, man. You just got that in you, baby.
Anyway, especially when you're home. You know, you see people you need to see, people you don't even know you, but, you know, you can feel like you can touch them. You got to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm, definitely, man. Well, hey, I want to congratulate you on this DVD, man. I mean, I saw it over the weekend. Cover. They ought to have called that deep. Forget cover, man.
Yeah, no, it's really been stirring up the pot, boy. People are really responding to it, which is the reason why we made it. You know, we have issues that us as black people, we don't discuss. We don't discuss them at home. We don't discuss them at the dinner table. We don't discuss them in church. Mm-hmm. We just don't discuss them. But they're our problems. And we need to at least open up a dialogue about it so that at least things can get better. So this is just one of those topics that Bill Duke, who directed the movie, really touched him, something personal in his life that made him want to make this movie. And, you know, he asked me to play this role. And at first, you know, I was a little, you know, apprehensive. Didn't know what, you know, really it entailed. But he just gave me statistics.
Mm.
And I had to go into these websites. And I saw, it was, I mean, it's like an epidemic to me. When I saw the new cases of HIV, where African-American women were 53%, and in some states, 71%. I said, I got to make this movie. You know, we, you know, sometimes we do things for entertainment, but every once in a while we get called on to do something we think that's important. And this is one of those times.
Well, it definitely carries a positive message, and it's a very informative, and it lets people who don't think that they can get caught out there or don't think it can happen. You know, it's always someone saying, oh, that'll never happen to me.
Oh, of course.
Or not my husband, not my girlfriend.
Yeah, you all know? Of that.
And the movie is called Covering, and I'm going to let you give them a little short bio about the movie, what it's about, and to bring them up on it. So
it's first and foremost, it's a film directed by Bill Duke, 20th Century Fox release. Also stars Vivica A. Fox, Lou Gossett Jr., Patti LaBelle, Maya, Roger Guinevere Smith, and the list goes on. And it's a murder mystery in the deepest sense. It's a murder mystery with a hell of a twist.
you said that right, man.
But, you know, it's also it's very poignant, and it's, you know, the backdrop of this movie is, you know, brothers that are on the DL and the HIV epidemic that's facing our black sisters at an alarming rate. And it's very entertaining. It's very thought-provoking. And it's also a movie that you should see. And not just see, but comment about it. Go online. There's so many groups and blogs and, you know, people writing critiques on the movies and stuff like that. And so many of them being African-American women, it's been great because, you know, so many people have experienced this in their life. And, you know, now's a good time to talk about it.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Like you said, when he approached you with this project, I'm sure you thought twice. And did you ever think about any repercussions behind you doing this project?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, not at all. Because, I mean, you know, for one thing, for me personally, I think that's the reason which makes the movie work is because you have to have, you know, he was hoping to get someone who's persona on and off the screen is something that is complete opposite, and that's right. What makes the, you know, that's right. What makes it work, you
and
know,
the twist,
yeah, that's what makes it work, you know,
because they would never suspect,
yeah, well, yeah. You know, they'd be like, oh my, nah, not him. You know, so it's you know, that's, and it was great. I've been in the movie theaters when they tested it, you know, and it's exactly what happened. You know, one woman jumped out of a screen like 40 seconds later, nah, no. I was like, I guess it worked.
Yeah, man. You know, when we talked about it prior to the release of it and everything, when you was working on it, you was like, hey, Mo, you got to make sure you see it. You got to go get it, man. He said, I would tell him what he said, and I don't mean the one on the corner neither. He said, don't buy the one on the corner.
Nah, we can't get, not the bootlegs.
Not, you know, the bootleg. Okay. We want you to go out and support it. And I'm going to tell you, I purchased mine. I didn't even send in for a press copy. I purchased mine, and you got to support the actors and the producers in them. It's a lot of money that they put into making these movies and these films and things, and the bootleg is just destroying it. So purchase
it. Well, what really... the real reason right now, especially for a movie like this, or any independent movie that deals with issues that are ours and ours alone, you know, talking about our issues, things that we need to talk about as a people, you know, those are the movies that you really need to go by and let them know and register your vote, because they're not going to make any movies like that. I mean, it wasn't easy making this movie. Bill Duke had a hell of a time in the production team, a hell of a time raising the funds and doing this. And everyone, you know, all actors came about to do this movie and didn't take their salary or nothing. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is, if you really want more of these movies, you have to go out there and buy it through the regular channels so it gets, so the studios, because all the studios realize is dollars.
Right.
And all they go like this, oh, okay, well, this is such a heavy issue in your community. How come these people aren't buying the movie?
Right.
But meanwhile, everybody you know has got a copy of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so what happens is that we know how big it is. I mean, I'm going to give you a typical example. A movie we just discussing. AOL just put out a poll of the black people's favorite movie of all times, you know, and Five Heartbeats came in number one.
All right, give it up, y'all.
All right. Now, Five Heartbeats is a movie that did not do well at all at the box office, okay, and didn't jump through the roof through DVD sales. Now, I'm in a room right here with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people, including myself, 9. Everybody, just say something so they can hear you. All right.
So they
okay.
know he's not lying.
All right. So you know I'm not making this up. Now, I'm going to ask each one of you in here, my black people.
Honestly.
How many of you have a copy of Five Heartbeats? They can't hear you.
Don't. I have a copy.
Every single one of them has a copy. I want to see how many black households have a copy of the Five Heartbeats, and you tell me that movie isn't like a $100 million seller as far as the people at the studio are concerned.
Right.
All right. That's what happens when you go ahead and you go get your movie any way you can and you don't place that vote, letting people know that this is the type of movies we want to see.
It's the purchase that is the vote.
I mean, you know how many times people come to you, come to me, Robert Townsend, why can't you guys make a sequel to that?
Because you didn't buy
it. Because the studio thinks it's a flop.
Right.
Because you didn't go out there and buy it through the normal channels, and they realize how popular it is amongst you, their people. So, you know, people just have to realize that if you want to bootleg movies, I don't think you should bootleg any Beatles, but bootleg their movies, okay? I'm not going to say no more than that, okay? I'm not going to say no more than that.
New York City, I tell you what, we going to come back with more Leon. He's here live. He's going to tell you about where he's going to be at next and more about Cover, y'all. This is from his Leon and the People CD, Road Less Travel.
I love you.
Will You Be My Wife? You can get it at voicedistributions.com.
All I do is dream about you. You hold the key to my heart, and that's the biggest part. I want you in my life. You're all I see.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
You're listening to the sounds of Leon and the Peoples from their Road Less Traveled CD, man. The movie cover is like I said, I'm surprised it wasn't called Deep, but it's definitely a deep.
Well, the problem is Bill Duke already directed a movie called Deep Cover.
Okay. That's what it was. Well, once again, I want to congratulate you and compliment you on another very, very superb job done in this movie, man. Your character, and I understand why the woman screamed out and said, "Not him," and that's the thing about DL. You know, you never see it coming. The wives, they never see it coming in. But then, I mean, it's just like some cases we hear about the wife, they have the symptoms or the signals and just put it away.
I mean, there's more than one side to the story. I mean, and that's one thing I like about this movie. This movie doesn't take sides.
Okay.
You know, even if you watch my character's final speech, you can see that, you know, that there's more than one side to the story. And the thing is that we as a society, we don't discuss things. So if we don't discuss things, how can we be forgiving? How can we have compassion? How can you expect people to come out and say who they really are and what they really do when you want to chastise them and take them down? I mean, let's be realistic. If a man were gay and he had amassed a lot of things in his life, was successful in a lot of different ways, he's to come out and honestly say that, you're going to take everything he's worked for away from him. His living, his family, everything. And you want him to be honest. Just think about that. He's going to church and he's watching the preacher condemn homosexuality. Right? And everyone nod their heads. And yet he's looking around the church and he's seeing several brothers with their family that he saw at the gay club last night.
Hey, hello. Hello. Don't get quiet on me, church.
Don't get quiet on me, church. but that's just, you know, that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the reality is. It's not he's keeping something from his wife. He's keeping something from almost himself.
Right.
He's playing a role.
Right.
Those are the real actors. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the clock, and they're not off the clock like me, where I'm like, okay, I'm done for the day. I get out my trailer and go. You know, that lie has to go on, you know, even when they're sleeping.
Mm. And then,
so it's deep, man. It's really deep because you have to look at things. It's like what happens is what I talked about from the very beginning. We just need to at least start talking about it. There's a lot of different sides to issues. We need to start understanding one another. Stop saying that this is not us and when it's dead on us.
And judging people.
Okay? And start talking about it because it's not going away. It's not going away.
You know, there's one thing about even at the end of the movie. Just when, I mean, we're not going to even give away certain things because we want people to purchase the DVD. And like we said, purchase it, all right? Purchase it, what you call it, votely. And that's the vote, right? Once they purchase, they have voted for this movie. So we want you to purchase it. It's a great movie. And you will see the twist that they have in it. And you'll be amazed at how it may just hit home for some households that are listening to us today. You know, so once again, the movie is called Cover, directed by Bill Duke. Superb job. I mean, and full of actors. And we want to give a hands to the actors that participated in this movie, Lou Gossett and all of them, Patti LaBelle, those that, like Leon said, that took no salary or the low salary, and just to make this happen. And that's what happens when we come together to make something happen. That's the thing, like I was just talking to somebody about the Apollo. You know, it gets me how, I mean, some of our people, with so many of us that we should be able to come to Apollo once a year and do a oldies tribute in the Apollo or something, you know. Come back home to the Apollo Theater. So these actors, they came back for something positive and did a hell of a job on it. So go out, get the movie. It's called Cover, starring my main man, Leon, and a host of others. I can't even run them down, man. The credits kept going. I was like, wow, I knew that was him. Oh, I knew that was her. And, you know, they're in there. But, hey, Leon is in New York, and he's going to be in New York next Thursday. Downtown at the Canal Room with the band The Peoples, man. Let's talk about this event, Lee. You coming back to just do it, huh?
Yeah, no, actually, we're coming back to actually support a great band, Third World. They're like reggae legends, one of the top reggae groups of all times, and musically just incredible. You know, and we're going to come in. They asked us to be their special guest, and we're going to come in and get the crowd rocking for them, get the, you know, get them nice and watered up and ready for a great show. And so we're just going to come and do our things. Normally, that's the place where we do our main shows, but for Third right. World, we're more than happy to just be on the bill with them.
That's right, man. I mean, legends.
And that's at the Canal Room at downtown in Soho, right at the corner of West Broadway and Canal.
What time is the show?
8 o'clock. I think the doors open. Showtime's at 8:30. And I just come on and have a great time. It's going to be fantastic. You know, we're going to do our thing. And Third World's definitely going to do their thing. And it should be a lot of fun.
Beautiful place, too. You know, I was in there hanging out with Lee one time when he was performing there. And I mean, the upstairs, the lounge area, that's just beautiful. I mean, you can see the show from everywhere you're in there. And up close and personal, too.
Oh, yeah. Great, ball. Definitely. Great ball. And we're having a meet and greet. You know, we used to do it for all our MySpace people after our show. So, you know, the first 20 people, usually ladies, that come through there, get a pass to come to the meet and greet, and we get hang out with me and my peoples right after the show. And so, you know, come on through. And listen, regarding the movie cover and our performances or anything, please feel free to write me at our website, which is leonandthepeoples.net. leonandthepeoples.net, or Maurice's favorite website, which is our MySpace site, myspace.com/leonthepeoples. And, you know, talk to me about the movie, music, anything you like. I just like to hear from my people.
And trust me, he will write you back, all right, y'all? As soon as he gets the time, he do take time out. He's one of these artists that do communicate with his people and whatnot. And we earlier you heard about the anniversary, the 26th radio anniversary. Some people called me. Some people asked me last year what happened to Leon. And he's here now, and we're going to just let him know that it was nothing intentionally. It was just a conflict of schedule. We tried to make things happen, and it just didn't happen right. You know, something beyond his control, I'm going to tell you.
But no, it definitely was. I'm really sorry I couldn't make it, and I hope that I'm invited again, and I will make good on that for sure.
All right. Should we invite him to the 26th anniversary, y'all? sure. He know, man. He know. Yeah, November 14th through the 16th. You heard him. He apologized. And I'm sure if he's not doing nothing, he's going to be there, especially Friday night is where it kicks off, man. Force MD's opening it up in the concert. Oldie but goodie party, the R&B classic party, the world greatest DJ Howie D gonna be on the ones and twos, DJ Justice, and hey, it's gonna be off the hook. But then, of course, the legends hitting stage on Saturday night, man. Hey, Leon, look at this card and tell me which one of these artists, man, is one of your favorites. We got the Stylistics, Russell Tompkins' new Stylistics, that is.
Wow, Evelyn Champagne King.
Evelyn's coming, baby, and she gonna make your Curtis. Love come down. Hey, no. Curtis Blow, Blue Magic. GQ, Eddie Holman. I mean, it's going to be off the hook. So November 14th through the 16th, baby, if you ain't doing nothing.
Nope. Eddie, man. Eddie been in that tuxedo for a long time.
No, if you look at the picture, that's a new tuxedo.
Oh, that's a new tuxedo.
That's a new tuxedo. Okay.
But he's been in a tuxedo.
He got class. He's a class act.
Oh, no, no, definitely, man.
Class
man,
act
man,
all
you
the
can't
way.
Ever be mad at consistency, that's for sure.
Definitely. Mr. Hey There, Lonely Girl himself. And come on through, Leon, if you ain't doing nothing.
Oh,
man.
You crazy? Yeah, you crazy.
You know, come on up, hang
this,
up, man.
This is the kind of band I learned from.
That's right, that's right. Don't forget, it's Thursday, 8 o'clock. Doors open up at 7, the Canal Room.
Right.
Downtown.
Third World, Leon and the Peoples at the Canal Room.
And MJ, my son, he loves this song right here. So we're gonna close it out with Leon and the Peoples doing this one because it's just that emotion. Say what's up to MJ, man.
Hey, MJ.
He's on his way to the Canal Room, y'all. That's going to do it for yours truly, The Voice. My man, DJ Howie D, is taking over. He's going to take you all the way to the stroke of midnight. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings. The Voice is out of here. Mwah. Ciao, New York.
With no repeats. Watch out. Maybe you go away and never call a girl.
Never, never.
But a taste of honey is better than none at all. Come on, girl, see in that case, I want a part of you, girl. You could never break this boy's heart.
Would I never.
If you feel like loving me, if you got the notion,
so
I'll second that emotion. Well, if you feel like giving me one good night of devotion, girl, I'll second that emotion.
Let's talk about love, baby. Better make a choice if you wanna be.
my life. Love lady, vibe it up it right. Genuine love it, no come overnight. Love baby, better make a choice. If you wanna be the number one in my life. Love lady, vibe it up it right. Genuine love it, no come overnight. Well, if I'm loving, I love in the Rudy Depp on it. And if I kissing and hugging, then me will second it. But if I tripping and bugging, you better step on it. Love is a two-way street, you better reckon it. Here is my shoulder, girl, you can't rest on it. But can you let go, oh no, me never stress on it. Me know you're kind of scared, me not gonna press on it. But like an exam, you want me to do your best on it. My love real, come on, target what's in it. Me know you feel your mind, target left in it. The door is open, baby, just step in it. Guaranteed for real, you can bet on it. It goes up. Maybe you think that love will tie you down, oh yeah. And you ain't got the time to hang around. Maybe you think that love will make you fool, oh girl. But it might be wise, it's one time to break the rule. Come on girl, see in that case, I wanna part, oh girl.
Tell him to sing.
You could never break this boy's heart, oh no. If you feel like loving me, if you got the notion, I'll second that emotion. Well, if you feel like giving me 8 hours of sweet devotion, girl, I'll second that emotion.
Watch out. Me know it would have been nice if you just give it to me. But you want to make a choice, so tell me is it to be. Me not gonna mess up your life if you are goody goody. And if you need with me right, me pull it closer to me. Don't be afraid to love, cause love is forgiving. Baby, love is life and life is for living. There can be no end if there's no beginning. And if you play it right, then we both be winning.
See, in that case, I wanna part, oh girl.
What?
You can never break this boy's heart, oh no. If you feel like loving me, if you got the notion,
so what?
I'll second that emotion. Well, if you feel like giving me 8 hours of sweet devotion, girl, I'll second that emotion.
Sentimental Leah, let's talk about love, baby. Better make a choice. If you wanna be the number one in my life. Love, lady, vibe it up it right. Genuine loving, no come overnight. Well, if I loving and loving, they rude it up on it. And if I kissing and hugging, then me will second it. But if I tripping and bugging, you better step on it. Love is a two-way street, you better reckon it. Here is my shoulder, girl, you get the rest on it. But can you let go, oh no, me never stress on it. Me know you're kind of scared, me not gonna press on it. But like an exam, you want me to do your best on it. My love real, come on, can't get what in it. Time to mention Leah.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.